You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. According to an article by IM Expat, Swiss Federal Railways, or SBB, is set to unveil new rail routes connecting Swiss cities to major European destinations. The initiative, which was first explored in May, aims to enhance connectivity and provide efficient alternatives to air travel. Philip Mader, the head of international passenger transport at SBB, announced the plans during a press conference in Parma on November 20th. Mader outlined SBB's objectives, stating, quote, "We want to expand our core network, create better transfer connections, and introduce additional connections," end quote. Among the notable routes in the pipeline are direct night trains from Zurich to Rome and Zurich to Barcelona. Additionally, a seasonal service to the Italian beach resort of Rimini is being considered. One of the most ambitious proposals involves establishing a direct train route from Switzerland to London. Mader revealed that the planned route would connect Basel to London's St. Pancras station through the Eurotunnel. The estimated travel time for this route is just 5 hours, positioning it as a competitive alternative to air travel on the heavily frequented Zurich to London route, which currently sees 20 flights departing daily. Mader argued that the train's efficiency would challenge air travel, factoring in the time spent on security checks, immigration, baggage claim, and transportation from airports to city centers. He pointed out that similar models have proven successful on routes to Frankfurt, Paris, and Milan. Despite the promising outlook, some obstacles must be addressed. Transport Minister Albert Rushdie, a supporter of the project, raised concerns about the operational aspects, particularly regarding which company would operate the Basel to London route. Passport, visa, security, entry, and fire protection requirements in the UK are among the challenges that need resolution before the service becomes a reality. Mader acknowledged the financial hurdles associated with securing rights for the Eurotunnel and the UK's high-speed one rail line. He also highlighted that the process of booking international rail tickets through the SBB app is slated to begin in 2024, addressing current limitations on ticket sales for travel within specific countries. Despite these challenges, Mader expressed optimism about the future of rail travel, predicting a doubling of rail passengers by 2050. He urged collaboration between rail companies and politicians to develop modern infrastructure, stating, quote, "We need rails, trains, and modern infrastructure at the train stations," end quote. As SBB continues to explore and expand its international rail services, the potential for efficient and sustainable travel options within Europe appears promising. According to an article in Le Matin, the Federal Council aims to adjust its Epidemics Act to better prepare for any eventualities, building on lessons learned from the COVID crisis. During a media briefing in Bern on Wednesday afternoon, Alain Berset's discussion on epidemics likely brought back memories for many journalists. In what may be seen as closing the chapter on the COVID crisis just days before leaving the Federal Council, Berset presented a proposal for a partial revision of the Federal Epidemics Act. This is an important step for managing future health crises. The current law enacted in 2016 provides a good foundation. This revision strengthens what worked and addresses the gaps, emphasized Alain Berset. The proposed changes include optimizing the three-tier crisis management model: normal, specific, and extraordinary situations, to better coordinate tasks between cantons, parliament, and the confederation. Certain details, such as the establishment of thresholds triggering entry into an extraordinary situation, remain unspecified. Berset highlighted that the purpose of the law is to move away from lessons learned solely from the COVID pandemic. He cautioned against limiting considerations to this specific experience, emphasizing the need to anticipate other challenging situations that will inevitably differ. Berset cited antibiotic resistance and infections in healthcare facilities as, quote, immense public health challenges necessitating flexibility. He remarked, quote, nothing indicates that the next time the issue will be intensive care beds, end quote. The contentious health certificate remains under discussion within these proposed adaptations. Berset justified its inclusion, stating, quote, it remains an option that should be quickly implemented if necessary for travel. In a country with extensive contact with neighboring nations, we must be able to react promptly if suddenly proving vaccination becomes necessary, end quote. On another note, the Federal Council decided to extend the coverage of recommended vaccinations until at least mid-2024, ensuring continued easy access to this service. The COVID-19 vaccine remains a central element in preventing vulnerable individuals from developing complications, according to the government. The costs of the vaccination are covered by compulsory health insurance, the Confederation, and the cantons. The vaccine's purchase and supply system, managed by the state during the pandemic, will transition to the private market from the middle of next year. Now for an editorial piece about long COVID, or as it's also called, post-COVID-19 condition. I'm Emily Breslin, the host and producer of Swiss News in English. My teenage son has been suffering with long COVID since May of 2022. That's a year and a half of post-viral symptoms, and he is not alone. According to a segment on RTS, 300,000 people are suffering with long COVID in Switzerland, and some would argue the actual number may be higher than that. Long COVID is a post-viral syndrome. Post-viral syndromes are not new, but long COVID is a different animal altogether. It has long been believed that chronic fatigue syndrome is a post-viral condition. We all know that viruses can stick around in the body for years. Look at herpes or chickenpox, which can lead to shingles, and the HPV virus, which can cause cancers. The Epstein-Barr virus, or what is also called mono or the kissing disease, has also been long suspected of causing post-viral illnesses. Viruses can and sometimes do stick around, and it's clear that COVID-19 is in many cases wreaking havoc with the autonomic system, the heart, the lungs, the brain, the gut, and the vascular system. For some, the virus attacks the pancreas, causing type 1 diabetes. In my son's case, the virus caused him to develop a condition called POTS. It's an acronym, which stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. This syndrome is a dysregulation of the autonomic system. It's not deadly, just incredibly uncomfortable. It means his heart rate goes up over 30 beats per minute when he goes from sitting to standing. The condition prevents his body from properly circulating his blood, leading to constant headaches and what is called brain fog. For many with this syndrome, they are dizzy and easily pass out. My son's story is not uncommon. I'm a member of a number of support groups on Facebook to learn, find resources for my son, support others, and feel less alone in this situation. One UK-based Facebook group, to which I'm a member, contains over 7,000 parents of kids with long COVID. And despite the volume of people suffering, so little treatment options are available. COVID-19 is a relatively new virus, and studies are being done. Scientists and doctors are launching treatment trials, but in the meantime, people are really suffering. Some people can barely get out of bed. Many have PEM, which stands for post-exertional malaise. Simply standing up and making breakfast is too much for many to handle. For For far too many, this disease is debilitating and life-altering. My son is now homeschooling. He tried very hard to return to school this past August, but sitting in class and trying to focus made his head and heart pound. It was too painful for him. So now he studies at home at his own pace. We're grateful that he has good friends who come over to spend time with him often, or he would be completely isolated, which is the case for so many children and adults with this condition. Most people fully recover from COVID, and we don't know why some don't. There are theories that people with Epstein-Barr virus circulating in their bodies have a higher likelihood of getting long COVID. Other theories consider that there is a genetic component. Some believe it's related to hypermobility, which is a condition impacting the joint tissue. There are so many unknowns, but what we do know is more research, more awareness, and more support is needed. Currently, there is no widely accepted treatment plan for the condition, and doctors worldwide are prescribing medications and treatments off-label, meaning the drugs being prescribed are approved for other health issues and not for long COVID. Many doctors are unwilling to experiment this way, and it becomes a challenge to find a doctor who is willing to try something, anything, that may just help lessen symptoms. There are several doctors in Switzerland who have become famous in the long COVID community and whose calendars are full for the next year simply because they're willing to try off-label medications. Sufferers are willing to try anything to get their lives back. According to the Swiss federal government website, those vaccinated have a lower likelihood of contracting long COVID. My son was fully vaccinated months before he contracted COVID. There is more to this story, and hopefully, with more media attention, more voices, and more studies, we will find a real and lasting cure for this devastating post-viral condition. We here at Swiss News in English wish you the very best health. It's simply the most important thing. Don't take yours for granted. This episode was sponsored by Salt Consulting and Communications, a professional coaching group serving corporations and individuals. Salt is offering a 12-week online coaching journey starting on January 7th, 2024. Whatever your personal or professional goals, whatever shift or growth you require, whatever change you're looking to make in the new year, this program meets you where you are. I'll be participating in this January 7th session, and I'm really looking forward to meeting my personal health and fitness goals, guided and coached by executive coaches and TEDx speakers Michelle Giuliano and Denise Nickerson. I hope you'll join me and other like-minded, growth mindset professionals and executives in this life-changing course called Integrity Works. With Integrity Works, you'll effortlessly navigate change, make decisions confidently, live joyfully, and align with your true self. The course includes interactive Zoom calls twice weekly with your coaches. It includes tools, meditations, surveys, worksheets, and direct access to your coaches. For more information and to enroll today, go to offers.salt.consulting/integrityworkswinter2024. That's offers.salt.consulting/integrityworkswinter2024. Or go to the Swiss News in English Facebook page for the direct link to enroll in Integrity Works. Hurry, space is limited. I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast, Swiss News in English. Tune in next Tuesday for more Swiss news, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.